This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. Another full show today. Joy CEO Ange Barry is my co-host. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running and flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca, good morning. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to Elders past, present, future and emerging. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the Elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Today, Dylan is on panel, Paul is away, as is Tass, Fiona is on Twitter, and our CEO, Ange Barry, is here as my co-host. Good morning, Ange.
Good morning, Macca. How are you today?
I'm very, very well. Very well.
I feel like spring is in the air, Macca, even though it's a little bit bleak outside colour-wise.
It is, but it's this unseasonal temperature, isn't it?
It's lovely, actually. I like. I came to I was going to say to school. Oh, my gosh. I came to work without a coat, first time, yes, for probably 4 months.
Yes. And
felt good.
Warm overnight. Yeah, really pleasant, really pleasant.
Somebody told me that the night before last was the warmest overnight for
19 years.
Yeah, 19 years. Yeah. I didn't know, I just slept through it.
Yeah, no, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. So what's been happening with your week, Ange?
Well, Joy's been very, very busy this week, which is fantastic. Lots going on. You may see some Joy news in the media in the coming week, Macca. That's going, yes, to be very exciting. And that is about us reaching out to the Australian community to actually give Joy a little bit of support, but also to help launch us into a space of creating some sustainable income streams.
Money.
Basically.
So I'm not going to steal your thunder, but give us, yep, just a little flavour of what's planned.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we'll be, I guess, conducting what you'd call a crowdfunding campaign. We'll be using the platform known as Chuffed. And Joy is Australia's only, for those who aren't aware, we're Australia's only LGBTIQ radio, community radio station. We serve the whole community. We do have the queer focus, as you mentioned before, yep, Macca, but actually we're enjoyed by the whole Australian community. Yes. Traditionally, our funding support has come from members of the closer community, but we're now asking everybody to, I guess right now, in this really important moment, stand up for community media, stand up for independent media, and support Joy to be able to embark on a new journey. And that journey is about how can we create a more inclusive Australia by offering our services to workplaces and other organisations to help them become more inclusive.
And this is, we've played a little bit in this area before.
Yes.
But, you know, this is actually going to be a renewed focus and something I'm quite excited about, because more than half our listeners at some times are not of our community.
Correct, yeah.
And they listen for a reason. They listen for the diversity of the content. They listen for the quality of the content.
Absolutely.
And the sound of the,
yes,
content.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we can be really proud of that. Joy is our community's greatest achievement.
Yep.
And our greatest asset. Some might say our greatest achievement was marriage equality, or some of the law reform we've championed over the years, but none of that would have happened without the advocacy and platform that Joy provided?
Yeah, look, I think for obviously our listening community, our converts, but for the broader community to understand what it takes to secure and keep a community radio license takes a lot of work, and you must absolutely serve the community, and I think Joy does that brilliantly. Yeah. And if I put a business hat on for a minute, Joy has such an excellent product, we need to share it a little bit broader than we are at the moment.
We need to leverage it more, and
we do.
Covering these issues is part of our remit. Now, Ange and I were talking before we came on air about the judicial system.
Yes.
And about judges. And, you know, I ventured the opinion that I don't think I'd like to be a judge.
Hmm.
Because the word, you're judging people.
Yes.
And having known a few judges over the years, I know just how heavily that responsibility sits on their shoulders, and I don't agree with a lot of the decisions that are made, and a lot of the time these decisions are made within the confines of how the legislation has been worded.
Mm-hmm.
So the judge has limited ability for discretion. Judicial discretion is important.
Yes, it is.
But more than half of bad judicial decisions you can actually trace back to bad drafting and flawed law.
You're being very...
generous?
Very generous, Macca. I have to say, I'm going to go down the emotional path for a minute.
Please do.
We're at Joy, obviously, all about diversity.
Yes.
And social inclusion. And what I would say, my experience of the judiciary is that we need a lot more diversity represented in the Australian judiciary at the moment. And it's really hard for me not to feel, and, you know, many people I have conversations with, that some of the decisions that are handed down perhaps could reflect a lack of diversity in the judiciary itself.
Absolutely.
Particularly in the areas of family violence and, you know, sexual violence.
No argument there.
And I think we've got a long way to go. And I know that there was some work done maybe about 10 years ago around the magistrate level of the court system and looking at how diversity and perhaps non-traditional career paths into judiciary could be created. And there was some success there. But I think, yes, we've definitely got some work to go, Macca. And, of course, I know you've discussed the outcome of the recent, you know, violence against the medical, the Ambos.
The Ambos, yeah.
For me, that's just a classic example that we're not doing it right at the moment.
It's flawed law, pure and simple. And, you know, the judge who made that decision, I think he made some pretty strong statements about the offender and how the offender was, you know, could have been really damaged by this. Didn't actually say anything about the paramedic.
Correct.
You know, that hasn't been able to return to full-time work.
Yep.
Because of that.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.